scale of the investment needed and the higher costs of running the business?
Well, the British public have seen these water companies pumping their filthy sewage into our rivers, into our lakes, onto our beaches for years now. And the water regulator and the government let them get away with it. I don't think they should be paying for the economic incompetence of these water companies or the regulators' mistakes.
But the reality is that bills will go up.
Well, we're seeing some shocking rises in bills, aren't we? Those customers of Southern Water are seeing a 44% rise. I mean, in a cost of living crisis, for them having to shoulder the burden of this, when in the water companies shouldn't have been doing what they're doing in the first place, just seems wrong, frankly.
For Thames Water, wouldn't failure actually could be the right thing? Shouldn't Thames shareholders and lenders expect to lose money to enable the company survive? I mean, it's been appallingly run.
Well, Liberal Democrats have been leading the political campaign on this whole sewage crisis, and we made it a big issue in the recent general election. So we want to make sure these companies are held to account or not let off. We want a stronger regulator. The Clean Water Authority is our proposal to replace Ofwat. And when it comes to Thames, if they can't respond and make the investments needed, they need to go into administration with the special administration regime that's the legal way for them to move on.
Do you think privatisation has been a mistake? And how far do you agree public and consumer interest is best served by public ownership?
Well, we've argued that the water industry needs to be really reformed, quite transformed, frankly. The current position is just not acceptable. And we've looked around the world about what would make sense, which would make sure that public health and the environment was put before profit. And at the election, we talked about public benefit companies, which could get the investment that we need, still have that commercial rigour, but ensure that the environment and public health was right at the top. And that's the sort of change we'd like to see.
Will you try and force the government to scrap the two-child benefit cap?
Well, at the general election, the Liberal Democrats campaigned on a mass manifesto to get rid of the two-child limit. It pushes people into poverty, and all the experts show that the quickest way to reduce child poverty, the most efficient, the most cost-effective way, is to get rid of the two-child limit. That's why Liberal Democrats have argued since the Conservatives brought it in 2017. I hope the government listens to Liberal Democrat arguments and to those who are expert in this to make sure that we can have a fairer society and that we can dramatically reduce child poverty.
They don't seem to be listening at the moment. Do you think you'd put an amendment, for example, for the King's Speech next week to try and force that issue?
Well, let's see what happens in the King's Speech. You know, we've made our arguments. We think we've won the argument. If we want to reduce child poverty, and Liberal Democrats absolutely do, we need a fairer society. This is the best thing you can do immediately.
And if they don't listen?
Well, we will make our arguments, and we believe that the strength of our arguments are so good that the government will be forced to listen.
Your campaign was known for stunts, a lot of them on the water. Do you think you were maybe too soft on some of these issues in the election?
No, I think we were very strong, and I think we won the argument. We won the argument about health and care, the need to rescue our health service and to focus on things like social care and family carers. And Liberal Democrats in this parliament are going to champion the case for the health service and for care. And I think we won that argument during the general election. And I think on sewage and water, we led the way. We are the only ones with a comprehensive strategy. And on social justice and on the economy, the cost of living. It was, again, Liberal Democrats with the most ambitious and well thought through package. So we need to transform our country. The Conservatives have left it in a total mess. And Liberal Democrat MPs, now in record numbers, will keep making our case and making our arguments. And because I believe we have a big mandate from our voters for that, for our MPs to be local champions for their area, but to come together as Liberal Democrats to make our case, I'm confident we can move the government. I hope it's as quickly as possible.
And on Sunday, if England win the Euros, do you think we should get a bank holiday?
Oh, Liberal Democrats are very excited. I was with colleagues last night watching the match and we were very excited with the win. And absolutely, if the Three Lions can win on Sunday night and beat Spain, I absolutely think there should be a bank holiday. We called for that idea when the Lionesses were taking on Spain in Australia before. So I think we should...